Hello, and welcome to the Urban Grammar Lady at www.urbangrammarlady.com. There, and there. These pronouns can be tricky to use in writing and in speech. These words all sound the same, but are spelled differently and have different meanings. Therefore, they are called homophones. Use there, T-H-E-R-E, to express location, as an adverb, or to begin a sentence, as a pronoun. For example, is anyone sitting over there near the door? We ran from there to the end of the street when the dog got loose. There are too many people in this movie theater. These are all appropriate uses of the word there, T-H-E-R-E. Sometimes it will function as an adverb, as a noun, or as a pronoun, but do not get confused by that. Use there, T-H-E-I-R, as a possessive pronoun when speaking of the possessions or belongings of two or more people. For example, Trisha and Alice changed their work schedules to take Zumba on Monday night. What are their possessions or belongings in this sentence? Well, work schedules. Next, use their, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, as a contraction for the phrase they are. The indefinite pronoun they refers to a pair or group of people, while are is a form of the irregular verb be, which is used to form an auxiliary verb, otherwise called a helping verb. For example, Tommy and Kenyon said they're ready to go home. There is being used as a contraction, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. Tommy and Kenyon said they are ready to go home. Note, do not use contractions in formal or professional writing. If you're writing an essay for college classes, a business report, avoid contractions. That writing is very casual and should not be used in formal writing or formal documents. Okay, hopefully this has been helpful to you. Get more writing tips at urbangrammarlady.com or www.easyedits.net.